show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hey Potters, it's Cliffo and Gabby who's,
I'm irritable.
Kind of been weird today. Yeah, you've been irritable.
I'm irritable because I have a bunch of midgy bites all over my body. If you've never had a midgy bite, it's 20 times worse than a mozzie bite. Mm. They are so itchy. And I got them by sitting at a restaurant eating dinner, and my friend who I was there with did not get one bite. And I have at least 15.
That happens all the time to you and I as well.
I'm delicious. According to Bloodsuckers.
If you were in True Blood.
Oh, I'd be dead.
If you were in Twilight, they would suck you dry.
5 minutes in, I'd be out.
Wouldn't they? Thank you for downloading the catch up. Enjoy, everyone. It's taken me 7 years and two children to finally work out what the worst toddler toy in Queensland, in Australia, probably on the planet, actually is.
I'm listening because I'll buy it for my nieces and nephews.
You would do.
Yep.
Oh, aunties are the worst.
Yeah.
It's a ball pit.
Oh.
So it's not, I know you're probably expecting like a
recorder.
Yeah, like something like that.
Or a drum kit.
Or this particular G.I. Joe doll. But no, for me, it's the concept of a ball pit in your home. Because when we were kids, like if you wanted to go to a ball pit, you had to go to like a fun
park
or an amusement thing.
Yeah.
Ball pits you can buy now.
I prefer the at-home ones, though, because they're not as germy as the public ones.
Well, wait till you have kids and you have one.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you're right. They're not very COVID safe.
No, they are not.
And kids are little germ.
They're gross.
Germ carriers. But they are called ball pits, which I think the name is a little off-putting because they're more like ball everywheres when you have a toddler.
Right.
Particularly like our Charlie Boo. Very much our family follows the stereotype of child number one's an angel. Child number two is a bit of a devil.
Bit
love
a
you,
terror.
Charlie, but you really keep us on our toes, son. And very, very quickly, he got one about a year ago because he turns two soon. But for his first birthday, he got a ball pit.
Mm.
And very quickly, the balls were out of the pit and everywhere.
Little projectiles.
Which was a bit of a worry. So we got rid of it pretty quickly. But it was a worry because on the weekend, we bought him a trampoline.
Mm.
So we saw that he's doing the rounds. We're like, oh, man, Charlie loves jumping on like the couch, which is a bit high. So let's get him an actual little trampoline. If you haven't seen them, it's like one of those exercise trampolines that used to be around in the 80s.
The miniature ones.
But it's got a bar on it so he can hold onto it and he can bounce up and down. And he's spending like 30 minutes on it a day. It'd actually
be good for his strength.
Thing is, though, the trampoline, when you turn it around, it can be a ball pit. So where the legs come up, they sit sort of in the upside down trampoline and you put this sort of canvas barrier around the legs. And it becomes a ball pit. So it actually came with 150 ball pit balls, which I very quickly went. And I'm so glad because he was having a nap when we
So he had put no idea. Together.
So he had no idea. So I got the balls and I've just shoved them.
Aww.
No, don't be like that.
He would love it.
I wouldn't love it. I've shoved them in the top of the wardrobe, like in the garage. And my wife was like, why have you even kept them? Why wouldn't you put them straight in the bin? I said, I don't know. Australian Open's coming up. Might want to be a ball boy one of these days.
Get some practice.
If you're after a 36-year-old ball boy, I'm your man.
Cliffo and Gabby's Film Friday. Got a fave movie you want acted out? Hit the guys up and hit QLD Breakfast.
It's been a while.
It has. We love doing this, though. Every Friday, we pick a film. Or if you want to contribute a film you want us to act out, you can go to our socials at Hit QLD Breakfast and tell us which one you want us to do.
This
but we act it out.
This is where we release our inner drama geeks.
We were both drama kids. And we really miss that creative outlet.
We do. And we thought with school going back on Wednesday. Ain't that a rule, by the way?
Weird.
Going back on Wednesday. Will be tough 3-day run. Good on you, kids. We thought let's do probably the most memorable back-to-school movie ever made.
Mm.
Adam Sandler's Billy Madison, where he goes back to school as an adult student. You watched this one growing up, didn't you?
I did, and at the time, loved it. But, you know, it maybe hasn't done the best.
Your humour changes.
Over time. Exactly. But still
when you're
very
a kid,
memorable.
Just putting on a funny voice is kind of funny. And that's made Adam Sandler a very rich man.
That's so true. All right.
Without further ado, we do have producer Brooke here, who is going to be narrator and director extraordinaire. Your first Film Friday, producer Brooke, take it away.
Billy Madison's class is on a school excursion to a farm. Billy's young friend Ernie is looking sad and facing a wall. Begin scene.
Hey, Ernie. What's up? You fall in love with that wall or something?
I had an accident.
You had an accident? What does that mean? Go! Oh, okay, I get it.
Billy walks over to the tap and splashes water on his crutch. It looks like he's peed his pants. Resume scene.
Hey, look, everybody! Billy peed his pants!
Of course I peed my pants! Everyone my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Hey, look! Ernie peed his pants too! All right!
The old lady who owns the farm enters the scene. She has a very satisfied look on her face.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Oh! That is the grossest thing I've ever heard. Let's go.
End scene.
Well done.
That was a stretch, man. Doing three characters is a real stretch. I tested my dramatic chops.
I thought that. Well, look, two of them were kids and one was an old lady. And I did notice the two different kids' voices, a little bit similar, but I won't pick on you for that. You did pretty well.
I appreciate it.
Monday morning after 8 a.m., $1,000 cash on the line.
You sunk my battleship.
You shunk my battleship.
That's your answer for $1,000.
Battleship.
Battleship. That was also the movie Rihanna was in.
Oh, that's right.
Battleship.
Didn't that do awfully at the box office?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Yes, there you go. Case in point. Battleship, your $1,000 clue. That's an answer for Monday's game at Hit. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
This might make you lose your appetite before we talk about that, though, because, guys, Queensland has a new poo jogger. We've had a couple of these in the past, but this new poo jogger has been caught by a neighbour of the victim. So this woman, her name's Holly, she was just sitting on the porch having a morning coffee, and she looked to her left and she saw a man squatting in her neighbour's backyard doing a poop. He had snuck in there to do a poop. And the worst part about it is he was prepared. He came with his own toilet paper.
No.
He had toilet paper. So he was a passing jogger and he snuck into the backyard to go the loo.
Why are they always joggers and why are they always from Queensland?
I know. We're getting a reputation.
The notorious Brisbane poo jogger from, 18 months ago?
Who got charged.
I mean, that photo of him went viral.
Yeah.
Him squatting.
And they charged him for public defecating. It's a thing. But
look, when you've got to go, you've got to go, mate.
Exactly. And I feel like there is more of this than we let on. Like there's more of the sneaky toilet stops.
Yeah.
Than what we kind of admit to.
I reckon everyone, if not everyone, 90% plus of the population have done a sneaky poo. At some point in their life. Oh, sneaky wee's will happen. That's nearly a daily occurrence.
For men.
For blokes.
Yes.
But I reckon, is that a fair statement, do you think? I reckon most people would have done
a sneaky poo.
But to me, my definition of a sneaky poo is just one that's not in a toilet.
Right. So if you're camping and you've got to dig a hole or you've got to go on the side of the road or something like that.
I didn't dig a hole, though. Just put a couple of leaves over the top.
13, 10, 16.
Should be right.
Who's done a sneaky poo or wee? Or
who's done a sneaky poo?
It doesn't have to be you. Like, who have you caught? Have you done it yourself? Yes. Who have you heard a story from? I actually have a funny story. We used to party in, a shed back when I was young. And
Sounds wild.
There were no toilets around, so you'd have to do a little sneaky toilet stop out the back. And I was really impressed by the guy that I liked at the time who actually wrote my name on the fence. With
where?
With his wee. And I thought it was really romantic.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It wasn't so sneaky. He actually, made it very public by writing my name with it. But I thought it was so sweet.
How old are you?
17.
You're like 31.
I was like, you stole my heart.
Neb
that
did it
day.
Over Christmas. It was great. 13 10 60, give us a call. Who's done? I mean, I'm going to put it out there. We've all done it. But who's willing to admit they've had to do sneaky poo? Or a sneaky way.
Or maybe you've caught someone doing it. There's another poo jogger in Queensland. There's a guy who has pooped in a backyard and a girl by the name of Holly was having a morning coffee, turned to her left and was like, what is going on? And he brought toilet paper and everything.
It's lowbrow stuff. We're going to do it for 5 minutes, then we're going to move on. All right? So everyone just be don't be all weird about it. Just be immature with us for 5 minutes. We'll have some fun. Then we'll be adults.
Man. We've all been all there. Right?
We've all been there, mate.
So if you think this is gross, I bet you've done it.
You've got to go. Janelle in Townsville. Morning, Janelle.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Janelle. Was it you or someone else who had to do a sneaky poo?
No, it was my friend Julie.
Oh, hey, Julie.
Throw her
right under the bus.
What did Julie do?
Julie, on the way to Maggie Island in our boat, needed to do a sneaky poo, so jumped in the water and did her poo, but the funny thing is it floated to the surface and started going for a face.
Oh, no! Well, of course it floated to the surface.
It does float. I knew that. I don't know how I knew that, but I didn't know.
Well, they're called floaters.
I know how I knew that. I'm just not going there.
I mean, as far as sneaky poos go, in the ocean,
I reckon that's not so
hard
bad
to criticise anyone. And
good on her for jumping in rather than just putting her butt over the edge of the boat, because that would have been bad.
Debbie on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was it you, Deb, or someone else that did a sneaky poo?
My ex-husband. He was an avid runner, and I bought him new underwear. And when he came home from one of his runs, he was minus his underpants.
He's a poo jogger.
He'd stop for a sneaky poo in the ditch.
And he used his undies as toilet paper.
Yes.
I'd be asking for a refund. Like, you can pay for your own damn underwear from now on if that's what you're going to do.
From the shop. You're not getting a refund on those.
No.
Mitch, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, Mitch. Was it you?
It definitely was me.
Yeah, what happened?
I got locked out of the house one arvo, and the missus is going to be a couple of hours, so ordered a Domino's pizza, and it ran straight through me.
Oh. You got to go, mate.
Yeah, no, I understand that one. I'm not mad about that at all. If you get locked out of the house, what are you going to do?
So where did you go? Just in your own backyard?
So I've got two side gates, and I went to the back corner of my backyard.
Wow.
And squatted, and yeah.
The back
did you at least dig a hole?
I didn't dig a hole. I just thought the missus might have thought it was the dog, but I don't think that happened.
No, they're different.
They look very different.
They're definitely different, Mitch. This is good.
This is an anonymous
one. We have an anonymous person.
You know,
on
it's
line.
A good story when it's
Hello.
Anonymous.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hey.
What happened?
What happened, mate?
My mother-in-law and my wife went on a ghost tour in Brisbane. And during the ghost tour, my mother-in-law thought it'd be a great idea to go to the toilet in the cemetery.
Well, there's no toilets at a cemetery, is there?
Correct.
So what did she do? Just between two...
Straight behind a gravestone.
Yeah, right.
It's a little disrespectful.
Look, I know you don't want to name yourself, but let's name her. Come on, let's throw her under the bus.
I'll be dead if I did.
Yeah, probably wise.
Yeah,
good son-in-law right there.
There's a new app that has been created right here in Queensland, and it's an Australian first app. It's very similar to Tinder. However, this one is if you're looking for a baby daddy. If you're looking for a sperm donor.
Okay.
Not so much love when it comes to this. But this is so they can create a database of all of the sperm donors within our state so that you can actually go through their profiles and swipe to create a short list of who you would want to be your sperm donor if you're going through IVF,
right.
Either as a couple or a single, whichever way it
Has
may
it
be.
Has it got, like personal details?
It
like,
does.
This is Rod. This is a photo of him. This is,
and you can even put filters on it. So you can apply filters based on eye color, height, ancestry, all kinds of things so that you can get, certain DNA that maybe if you want. So, for example, if your partner was unable to have children, you could go onto the app and find someone that looks like him and get some DNA that might
if you're
be similar.
My wife and you're married to me.
Yeah.
You know what you don't want.
You look for someone.
We'll look at him.
Who
we'll
looks like Chris Hemsworth.
That's right. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Oh, I had another gym incident yesterday, Cliffo. And do you know what I blame it on? I blame it on pole vaulting. Because honestly think that pole vaulting is the most ridiculous and unnatural sport there is known to man.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
No one should be able to use a stick to jump over an 8-meter unless, you know, it shouldn't be allowed.
You might find yourself in jail or something one day.
And you got to jump the fence.
You go for it. Join these
and
rooms
all you have
together.
Is a stick.
I make a really long stick.
Okay, yeah, catapult maybe it would be
myself out of there.
Handy. You're right, it's in very few areas of life.
A practical sport, is it?
It is the most ridiculous sport.
Like,
but it's really...
like with running, at least you might have to get away from something very quickly.
And
one
it's
day.
A natural movement of the body. Jumping on a stick but it's very enthralling. And it really had me going at the gym yesterday. I was on the treadmill and I was walking along and there's a TV up to my left. So I was looking not straight ahead. I was looking up and to my left at this pole vaulting. And all these guys, I don't even know what the competition was. It was a world competition because there was guys from Europe and America and everywhere else. Blah. But I was watching them and they're all failing at jumping this pole vault. Vaulting? They're failing vaulting at vaulting.
The horizontal stick. They weren't able to do it.
And I'm walking along and I got so sucked into this competition that I started kind of veering on the treadmill because I wasn't paying attention to where I was placing
my feet. That is the thing with these ridiculous athletic sports. Like,
they get you.
We become armchair experts, particularly like around Olympics time. Like, definitely. No one's watching pole vaulting for 4 years. And then it comes on the Olympics and we're all experts. Except for you when it happens to pop up on the TV at the gym.
I was pole vaulting and this guy actually hit the horizontal stick before his body did. So it fell before him and he landed with it in the small of his back. So he actually landed on the stick and he was in a lot of pain. And I'm watching, I'm like, oh, that would hurt. And in watching this, I've clipped my toe on the front part of the treadmill because I've just not been paying attention.
And you're too into it. You're going too fast.
I was going too fast for the treadmill. Yes. And I clipped my toe on the front. And that resulted in me kind of falling down onto the treadmill, but it's still going. And so I kind of was holding on, but the lower part of my body was sliding with the treadmill off. And all I could do was let go and in very slow-mo, because I wasn't going very fast, slide off this treadmill onto the ground.
Well, you know the way to come back from that.
How?
You have to channel... There's the comeback.
How?
You have to channel another Olympic sport, gymnastics, and then just stand up and put your hands in the air.
like you meant
present
to
yourself
do it.
To the judges. They're like, 10 points. Good job. The Hit Breakfast Show.